Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Well, the Oscars are over.
We're back.
Q1 is officially over.
Q1 rolls to an end.
A lot of things happening in Q1. Kate Middleton.
Gone.
Guys, top of the hour. Breaking news from the BBC. This is Sky Force, Channel 4 News. Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales, has been confirmed dead. No, I'm kidding. But they released a photo of her, which was essentially a proof of life photo of her, because yesterday was Mother's Day in the UK, as we all know, because everyone who won last night from England said, Happy Mother's Day, Mum. And she posted a photo from their Twitter account with her three kids, and she's sitting, her legs are crossed at a very weird angle, and it was like, Happy Mother's Day, thank you for your patience, and I'm gratitude for all your well wishes as whatever she's going through continues. And it was quickly determined by like AP, Reuters, a bunch of other foreign news outlets that the photo was doctored and therefore they pulled it.
Mm-hmm. They issued a kill order.
They said it was, and it has now as a community note on it on X, and they took it down. And today, Kate, in quotes, Catherine C, as she's calling herself, she's signing everything C.
Wait, how can she be Catherine with a C when she's Kate with a K?
Her name is Catherine with a C, but Kate is her as like a common.
But no, but like, wouldn't it be C A T E like Kate Blanchett?
Who the fuck knows?
How can she have both?
I don't know.
That's crazy. That's the craziest thing I've learned today.
She said, like most amateur photographers, I'm still learning a thing or two about Photoshop. Forgive me. She had to take the blame.
I don't buy it.
That's my favorite detail is that they made her take the blame for the shitty Photoshop.
Oh, yeah.
You fucking dicks. You can't blame it on a bad intern or like a dumbass social media director for the Kensington Palace. She has to take the fall while she's
going. Because they need it to seem real. I think that she's still in hospital. I don't believe that picture spotted leaving. Her face wasn't even turned towards a camera.
No, that was bizarre.
That's a fake. That's a fake.
They literally be out. Kensington be
extra
out here casting crisis actors.
Truly, all the background actors, it's time to go. If you bear any resemblance to Kate Middleton, get your ass to fucking London now because they're taking applications.
Isn't this bizarre? I'm actually everyone is saying like people who aren't even into the Royals are like, this is insane.
Do you think she's in a coma?
I don't know what's going on. The photo that they use, they think it's from a Vogue magazine from 10 years ago. Her like one where she's like on safari or whatever. And her hands looked fake. And she didn't have any wedding rings on, which like whatever. But that is kind of sus because they always wear their
little Diana ring. But,
so I'm like, are they separated? Are they divorced? Is she like staging a protest between her and him? Is this what's happening? Does she have that much willpower?
If she was going rogue, wouldn't they start feeding stories of like Kate goes rogue?
Well, they did. And then they killed it immediately. But there was a story ready to go apparently at the beginning of the year where it was like Kate's room.
She's
sources say Kate is very difficult.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh, is this the beginning of like Charles versus Diana where they would.
She's in her Gone Girl era.
But I'm like, what the fuck is I'm sorry. This has actually gone from like us lolling about it to now being like, what is happening?
You said, you guys are in a crisis. I'm on my way.
It's a little weird, right?
It's not normal.
My
what
mom
is normal these days. Yeah. What does Dorothy think? That's the most important
Who was she
thing.
Talking to? She was talking to like her hairdresser or someone that said she thinks she has stomach cancer because she had an abdominal surgery.
Whoa.
And she's like going through some sort of chemo treatment or something.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. Like, does she have like uterine cancer or like some kind
of...
Oh,
I hope that's not
true. No, I hope it's not true either. But I'm saying like, is she going through chemo and like that's why no one like...
But also just say it. Get the sympathy.
No, but they can't like... They're so... There's now protests against King Charles in England, which is great, I think. Because he's MIA too. And
they're turning on old sausage.
They're families. Turning on the they're turning on this family. I think you're right. I think they're gonna be done in the next month. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.